When vice presidential candidates work the campaign trail, the goals tend to be straightforward. Rally partisan loyalists, raise money, attack the other party's nominee, and avoid gaffes. By that standard, consider Senator Tim Kaine's 2 days in New Hampshire a success. Kaine started by scooping up what party officials say was over $1 million at a fundraiser hosted by Stonyfield Farm yogurt founder Gary Hirschberg. The next morning, Kaine displayed a more common touch when he and his U.S. Senate colleague Gene Shaheen greeted diners at the Bridge Cafe in Manchester.
Hey guys, can I say hi quick? I'm Tim. Nice to see you.
Maureen Manning, nice to meet you.
Maureen, nice to see you.
Donald Manning.
Donald.
Nice to meet you.
So, these are good Democrats.
Yeah. I've learned a ton from Gene in the Senate, I really have.
That Kaine, who in addition to being a senator, has been a governor, the mayor of Richmond, and chairman of the Democratic National Committee, is a practiced campaigner, was evident. So was his famously chipper demeanor.
What a great crowd. If I hadn't had 5 cups of coffee already, I would have felt like I had 5 cups of coffee seeing you guys here. Thank you so much for coming.
Kaine's remarks to about 700 Democrats at St. Anselm College were well received. Kaine's stated focus was on Hillary Clinton's economic policies, and Kaine said higher taxes on the rich would pay for spending on roads, rails, the electric grid, among other things. But Kaine also zeroed in on GOP nominee Donald Trump, most pointedly on Trump's refusal to release his tax returns.
Everybody's done it. Trump is not doing it. Trump is not doing it. He says the rules that apply to everybody else do not apply to Donald J. Trump. What doesn't he want to show?
On stage and afterwards, Kaine said voters here will be seeing more of him. He also predicted Democrats will make big gains in November, something he acknowledged will be key to enacting Hillary Clinton's policy agenda.
So I think we're going to have a Democratic Senate after Election Day. This is what my gut tells me. So you're going to have a Republican House, you're going to have a Democratic Senate, and you're going to have an American public that will have overwhelmingly said we want to get some things done.
Expect a different forecast when another guy who hopes to be vice president, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, comes calling. Pence will pay his respects to voters in Manchester on Thursday. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.